Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay, 6-5, and one more on renting draft animals to do work for you. Here we're going to focus on the burden that the animal is carrying. So really there's two dimensions to consider when you're talking about this. There's the total weight that it's carrying and also the volume that it's carrying. Increasing the weight, of course, makes more strain on the animal because it's heavy, but also even if you haven't changed the weight but you increase the volume, so then it's more difficult to navigate for the animal if it's got a bigger, wider load on it, and it's also more prone to injure the animal, and therefore if you'd be in violation of carrying too much weight or too much volume by what was agreed, then potentially you'd be liable if something bad happened to the draft animal that you rented. That's the thrust of our Mishnah. So the first case of Mishnah is Hasocher Sachamor Lahavi Alea Chitim. One rents a donkey, and the deal is he's going to be transporting wheat. Wheat of a specific amount, of weight. So he says, I'm going to be schlepping, 100 kilo sacks of wheat on the back of your donkey. And then in fact, he doesn't do that. What he does is Vehevi Alea Sorim. Instead of transporting wheat, he transports barley. Well, barley is less dense than wheat, so the same 100 kilos of barley is more voluminous. It's bigger. It takes up a bigger space and is like more difficult to carry because it's just bigger and overlaps more on the sides than 100 kilo sacks of wheat. And therefore, since it's more difficult to navigate, and therefore it's more likely to injure the animal, and it's more than what was agreed upon in terms of volume. So then, chayav, if the animal should get injured, so since you overloaded it in terms of volume, you'll be obligated. Speaking it out, if one loaded less than the agreed amount of weight, but did it in barley, even though the volume is bigger, one would be exempt. So if, in other words, you're supposed to carry 100 kilo sacks of wheat, you end up, schlepping 95 kilo sacks of barley, even though it would be a little more voluminous, but since it weighs less, you'd be okay. You'd be putter. Okay. The second case of the Mishnah really is the same as the first, which is tavua. If you're you agree to transport grain, whether it's wheat or barley, makes no difference. Vehevi aleha teven, but instead of transporting grain, which is dense, you transport straw, which is definitely not dense. So again, the same idea here. Chayev, if it's the same amount of weight, but of course straw is much more volume, therefore you'd be obligated. Mipnei shehanafach kasha lamasoi, because as Mishnah says, increased volume, that's nafach is volume, makes it increasingly difficult to carry a burden, and that's why you'd be liable because you crossed over the line. So that's the first part of the Mishnah, was focusing on if you don't add to the weight, but you add to the volume. What happens if you add to the weight? So here you're agreeing on a fixed volume. So the standard quantity of volume that a donkey would transport is a lesech. A lesech is actually a measurement that finds itself not just in the Mishnayos, like in the beginning of Shviyos there, but also in the Psukim and Tanakh. And it basically equals half of a kur, which means it's the same as 15 sa'ah. If we work on the assumption that the sa is basically 6 2, if you assume, work on the assumption that a kav, which we'll show in our mission also, is a 2-liter bottle, and you imagine the sa being a 6-pack of 2-liter bottles, meaning 12 liters, then a lesech is 15 6-packs, 2-liter bottles, which gives you basically 180 liters. That's like basically the volume of a bathtub. Okay, so that's the standard amount, a lesech, that's standard volume that a donkey would schlep. So that's what you say you're going to do. You say, lahavi lesech chitam, you're going to transport these big, lesech volume worth of wheat. That was the deal. But vehevi lesech saorim. Instead, what you do is you transport a lesech volume of saorim, of barley. Now remember, barley is less dense than wheat. So if it's the same volume, it means it's less weight. So that means that instead of weighing, 100 kilos or whatever the number is, it only weighs, 95 kilos. So therefore, I'm going to be putter because it's the same volume, less weight. Of course, you're putter. But vim hosif al maso, however, if you do increase the volume, in other words, you said you're transporting a lesech of barley, obviously of wheat, but you end up carrying more than one lesech, then you are in fact on the hook because you went over the volume limit. Straightforward. Now, that's where the Mishnah wants to know, if you're going over the limit of weight, so how much threshold is it? In other words, you're agreeing you're taking, you're assuming you're taking a lesech of wheat, and the lesech wheat weighs 100 kilos. Now, let's say, for example, the last batch that you try to transport, there's a little bit of wheat left, so you just overstuff it, and instead of going to 100 kilos, it ends up being 101, 100, 203 kilos, a little bit over. So at what point does the extra burden, you know, quite literally, you know, break the camel's back, that you'll be liable? So, v'kama yosif al maso v'yechayev, at what point, if you go past the agreed amount of weight, are you now on the hook? So, sumcha somer mishum Reb Meir, sa l'gamal shlosha kabin l'chamor. Sumcha said in Reb Meir's name that if you go over by even one sa, now remember that a lesach was 15 sa, so that means an extra 1/15th, call that 6.7%. If you're talking about a camel, which is stronger, or shlosha kabin, just 3 kav, which we said is half of a sa, meaning 1/30th of a lesach, 3.3% we'll call it, of a donkey, because donkeys are smaller. And the halacha just codifies that if you go over by even 1/30th of the agreed amount, so, you know, you said you're going to do 100 kilos bags of wheat, but you do 104, that's more than than a 15th, more than a 3.3%. At that point already, you're on the hook, and you'd be chayev if the animal that's carrying it got injured from the burden.